You're with SBS Radio.
Two of the strong nations in women's cricket get the T20 World Cup underway in Sydney on Friday night when Australia and India meet. The hosts are wary of their opponents after the recent tri-series campaign. India scored a big win by 7 wickets on the way to the final, which Australia ended up winning by 11 runs in a tight contest. Another cause for concern for Australia is the poor form of opening batter Alyssa Healy. But captain Meg Lanning gives the wicketkeeper her full support ahead of the World Cup.
She plays a high-risk game, so she's going to take the bowlers on. And in the nets, her swing's really, really nice. And it'll just take a couple to get in the gap, and she'll be away and flying. And you know, her role is to get us off to a good start, so that doesn't come without risk. So she's been really good around the group. She's always really bubbly, and her keeping's been really good, which is the other string to her bow, which is really important for our team. So we're not worried. We're looking forward to her getting up and running, and hopefully it's Friday night.
The Indian team is hoping to win its first T20 World Cup after making the semi-finals on 3 occasions. Perth plays host to the other matches over the weekend, with the West Indies taking on Thailand on Saturday. That's followed by New Zealand against Sri Lanka, and England begins its campaign against South Africa on Sunday. Australia's men's team, meanwhile, are in South Africa for the start of their T20 and one-day international tour. For Steve Smith and David Warner, the return to South Africa carries special significance. It's the first time the pair will have played there since the infamous ball tampering scandal of 2018. Steve Smith says he's fully focused on the series, but admits he's been reminded of the incident, which saw him and David Warner banned for a year.
Only probably just walking into the hotel at the Sandton. Just initially I was like, last time I left here it wasn't pretty. It wasn't the best time in my life, but you know, I've moved on from that. You know, learned a lot over the last 2 years, and yeah, moving forward. So good to be back here playing, and I'm looking forward to this series.
Australia will play 3 T20s and 3 one-day internationals against South Africa. To motorsport, and the Supercars Championship gets underway in Adelaide this weekend under a cloud. That's because Holden's parent company, General Motors, confirmed during the week it will shut down the famous brand at the end of the year. It's a big blow for the sport, which has long been based on the rivalry between Holden and Ford. New Zealand's two-time defending champion Scott McLaughlin says although he's now driving a Ford, he was disappointed to hear the news.
It's sad news. I mean, I started my career in that car, and to a number of Australians, New Zealanders, you know, it's a massive marquee for the sport, but also for people growing up and their livelihoods. So the supercars will find a way to get around it, but yeah, they're going to be pretty, you know, wanting to, you know, send, you know, Holden off on a high.
The women's basketball season is at the semi-final stages, with the Southside Flyers aiming to book a grand final spot with victory over the Adelaide Lightning on Saturday. Also 1 win away from the season decider are the University of Canberra Capitals. They claimed victory in Game 1 of their best-of-three series against the Melbourne Boomers and will progress with a win in Game 2. In the A-League, runaway leaders Sydney FC are up against the bottom club, the Central Coast Mariners, on Sunday. But for fans of other clubs, there's still plenty to play for. The Newcastle Jets and Melbourne Victory meet on Saturday evening, with a defeat for either side almost certainly ending any hopes of reaching the final series. Another team looking to continue their form under new coach Robbie Fowler is the Brisbane Roar. Fowler's men are looking to build on a run of 4 wins from 5 matches when they take on Perth Glory on Saturday. Striker Scott McDonald says the players have now embraced Fowler's way of playing.
The building blocks have been put in place, and finally we're reaping that reward, but still a lot of work to be done. This week's another huge clash for us that can really see us, you know, jump into other positions within that top six and really open it up.
Boxing fans will have their attention focused on Las Vegas on Sunday afternoon when unbeaten fighters Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury go into the ring to decide who is the best in the world. Wilder and Fury fought to a standstill in 2018 in a fight in Los Angeles that ended in a draw. American Wilder says he's certain he'll beat British fighter Fury and go past his own hero Muhammad Ali's record of 10 successful title defences.
Once I beat Tyson Fury and knock him out in devastating fashion, I will go on even further, you know, breaking the tiebreaker with Muhammad Ali and go on to do even more amazing things. You know, my goal is to have one champion, one face, one name in the heavyweight division.
Wilder will have a long way to go to match the all-time record of consecutive heavyweight defences, which is held by another American, Joe Louis, at 25. Fury took 2.5 years out of boxing after beating Vladimir Klitschko 5 years ago. But the man who calls himself the Gypsy King says his pulling power remains unmatched.
You know, I learned a lot of things. I learned that I can come here and crack the biggest country in the world and become a bigger star than their homegrown heavyweight. That's one thing I learned. I learned that I can unite two TV stations, ESPN Plus and Fox Pay-Per-View, and unite two of the biggest rival promoters in the world. Is there anything the Gypsy King can't do, including slap him in the mouth?
And finally, in Saturday night's All-Stars match between the Indigenous and Maori team on the Gold Coast, the NRL will trial the new Captain's Challenge rule. Both teams have a time limit of 10 seconds to contest a ruling, with teams to get one incorrect challenge per match. If the trial proves successful, the captain's challenge could be implemented for the start of the NRL season on the 12th of March. John Baldock, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.